100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance.
Some things in life are just automatic. Like State Farm agent Pete Euler offering good neighbor service, plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Pete right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and good neighbor service right away. As in, automatically. Give Pete Euler here in Emporia a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News Time, 8:29, Newsmaker 2 time here this Wednesday morning. We're pleased to have with us LCAT Director Shane Bruner on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today.
Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me as always, guys.
Hey, glad to have you on board. How wet is it for your drivers here this morning?
Yeah, rain, huh? It's Kansas weather. You don't know if it's going to be 90, 100 degrees. You don't know if it's going to be rain for a week. You just, well, we make do.
You make
do. As long as it doesn't snow by the end of the day.
I don't think that's in the picture.
I think Chuck can make that not happen, I think. Here.
That might be all I can make not happen here today.
So, Shane, first, let's ask you, how did Dump the Pump go last week?
It went pretty well. So we had an average of about 100 riders both Thursday and Friday. So fairly well. It's always nice to remind people that we're here, and if they have never tried public transportation before, just say it's on us today. So give them a reason to give it a try and see what it can do for them.
How does that compare with your normal daily ridership numbers?
It showed a little bit of an increase.
Did
it? About 90 or so. So we're up about 10, 13 riders as people giving it a try.
Well, and
but it also does kind of just reward some of the people that are always with us at the same time. Because anything you do to save a buck, especially in these days right now, huh?
No doubt about that. And, you know, with gas prices, as they are, have you seen increased ridership just due to, you think, the price of gas, Shane?
I think a little bit, but I think it's it doesn't maybe the biggest impact as people think. Granted, you think with increased gas prices, people are going to look for alternative means, so it helps us out in that regard. But it seems like the cost of everything is going up. So I think what you're seeing is a lot of people maybe clutching their wallet or their penny purses a little tighter. So people aren't just going to places as much as they used to. They second guess maybe going, you know, shopping here or going out to eat there because, well, I don't know what I'm going to afford in the future, what the cost of something is going to be next week. So I think we're seeing a little bit of that going on right now.
Shane, on the flip side here, on and kind of dovetailing into a point that I wanted to ask you about, is your costs, how specifically the recent jump in gas prices or maybe other inflationary areas that you need to maintain as far as maintenance and supplies, how that's really affected your operations here over the last 4 to 6 months?
Well, probably the day-to-day it hasn't affected probably what the riders see, but of course budgets and everything on my side of things become a little more stressful. You know, with the gas prices, I mean, we do our budgets a year in advance, so when I did the one for this year, this time last year, I mean, who could have guessed? Plus the availability of parts if we need anything replaced, so maintenance comes a little bit higher. On our bus barns, so you know, your gas bill and stuff like that, I think everybody's seeing the increase in those as we do as well. So it's just trying to maintain that balance of where we can afford to spend and focusing on the things that we have to, paying our employees, of course, gasoline, repairs for our vehicles. And now that the wraps are done, we won't focus on any big projects like that for a while until we make sure the day-to-day stuff is covered, the important stuff is covered, and then maybe once things settle down in the future, we can look at doing another one of those kind of fun projects. But right now, those are all kind of on hold.
Now, with the price of everything else going up, what about your price to ride, Shane? Is that state level?
I wonder if that question would come up. I thought about it, and I'd be foolish to not think about it. But I would do anyone listening. I'm not thinking about it right now. It's it's a question that comes up, but I still that would be the last thing I ever want to do because we all do want to always be the cheap, affordable, alternative transportation to people who need it. So I don't want to raise those costs unless it's absolute and necessary. So it's not on the table right now. There's no document, there's nothing written up I've done that says I'm going to do it, so it's not happening anytime soon, if at all.
Shane, couple quick more questions here for you before we close things down. First off, how is the appointment model going for you here when it comes to rides? And also here, talk a little bit about maybe resetting the weekly schedule, what days you're operating and what days you won't be.
So the 24-hour rule that we kind of put into effect at the beginning of the year, I thought it would take some time to catch on, but really when you look at ridership, there was no drop-off or anything at all, so everyone just kind of caught on automatically, and it didn't affect anybody, so I was glad to see that, and I think it makes us a little more efficient by being able to get everybody slotted and scheduled and where they need to go in a good amount of time.
And as far as days of the week that you're operating, are any changes coming to that?
Not I know of right now, but you always can keep it tuned to our Facebook page, Lyon County Area Transportation. We'll keep everybody updated there if anything pops up. Right now, of course, we have the staff to keep everything running as it is with the routes and the demands and the county runs and the regionals. But as we see, the world we're just living in is a day-by-day thing. So if someone gets to get sick or anything like that, we may have to do some switching around or some alterations. So we tried to do the best we can to make sure there's no impact to the customer, but always keep it there if you need to for any changes that may happen. But right now we're still Monday through Saturday, and of course we have our new county run. We kind of expanded that a little bit recently. We were doing it just Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Of course, and let sort of open there on Tuesdays and Thursdays when people have appointments or a reason to come into town, so we wanted to work with people's schedules a little bit better. So now we're trying to do that Monday through Friday. It's 5 days a week, so for any county people out there outside of Emporia, let us know 24 hours in advance, and hopefully we can do that. Accommodate you any day of the week, Monday through Friday. Of course, our regionals are still as in demand as ever. That never tapered off, even through COVID or any of that stuff. We are having to turn people down. We just don't have the room. But every day, I think we have at least two vehicles going in all kinds of directions to different towns and all throughout Kansas.
Well, Shane, if people want more information on LCAT as far as your price per ride and your route information, how can they get that?
Well, that's on our social media. If you want to go to our Facebook page, like I said, Lyon County Area Transportation, you can always drop on by the office. We got some brochures and pamphlets we can pick up here. The same things are unavailable on all the buses now, so keep your eye open for those. If you have any questions, pick up those. They have all the stop times, prices on any information. You can just simply give us a call. And even if you need to mail something to you, we've done that before, all the information. We've had people, call ahead from different states that are thinking about moving to Emporia and don't have a mode of transportation, what are available to them. So I've sent stuff to New York, New York before, a lot of guys that was thinking to move here. So, I mean, if you need information, we will make it readily available for you.
Well, keep the wheels turning, my friend.
There you go. And keep the lights on. And hopefully the rest of Emporia will have that here soon.
I just received word that some power is on now in East Emporia,
Good enough.
We're headed in the right direction. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you, guys.
Shane Bruner, LCAT manager, with us on our Newsmaker 2. Chuck?
All right. Don't forget, too, we got a couple more interviews to go before we close out today.